My name is Burroughs Lamar, born and raised in Harlem. I am a self-taught documentary photographer through a project that I've been working on since 2008, which is documenting African-American life in Harlem in the context of gentrification. How I actually became or got the idea to become a documentary photographer was through Eli Reid. He's always capturing emotion. He's capturing the human spirit, if you will. And so I'm always looking for something where people are doing something. So all three of these images are part of my documentary project. The first image of the preacher, there's a story behind that image. The story is I just happened to run into NHK. NHK is equivalent to like ABC or NBC or CBS in Japan. And I told them that I was a documentary photographer. So after they interviewed me, they introduced me to the pastor and basically letting her know that I was going to be basically running around the church while the church was doing its gospel. And so because I was able to run around basically all access, that's how I was able to get that close to get that shot. The second image is the singer with the microphone. Her name is Annette St. John. And Annette St. John is a jazz singer. And she performs regularly in Harlem at different venues. And so I introduced myself. I said, can I follow you around? You know, I like to follow you around as you perform. And she said, sure. They were doing a blues number. And he just happened to pick the guitar up and started playing with his teeth. And I, using a 50 millimeter lens, I was right there and got that shot. The next photograph is this place, Charles Chicken. So I went out there and I had, you know, I said, listen, I'm doing this documentary project on Harlem. Would you allow me to photograph you doing your famous Charles Chicken? He said, sure. I wanted to get a shot of him, you know, actually cooking. So I took my lens and it was like the back of the stove or the oven. And that skillet is about a good 2 feet. Fired off a couple of shots. And I said, I hope they're in focus, you know. And that's how that shot came to be.